Chapter 13, Leadership and Other Ways to Get Kicked Really Hard. An army of sheep led by a lion can defeat an army of lions led by a sheep. African proverb. Few things in business are more necessary than a great leader. Great leaders aren't born. They are created, usually by getting the crap beat out of them through making bad decisions, overcoming challenges, and exercising a stubborn will. When I first started my business, I was doing everything I was supposed to do to get things in order. I was designing a logo, a website, business cards, setting up a telephone, organizing my office, and creating a plan for marketing and inventory. I was reading books and taking classes on all things in business. I's dotted and T's crossed. It was a big, beautiful jigsaw puzzle, and everything seemed to fit where it was supposed to. I remember perusing a list of business courses at our local university small business development center. I saw classes on taxes and accounting, marketing, and employees and human resource issues. I acknowledged that taxes and accounting and marketing were big deals. Employee management classes? Meh. Those seemed futile at best. I was pretty sure I just needed to hire a person or two, pay them some cash, and they'd do their jobs with no questions asked and no baggage of any kind. And that was one of the most foolish assumptions I've ever made. The problem with human resources is that they are, at their core, humans. And to err is human. So I was hiring people who were destined to make mistakes. It turns out that I have a powerful work ethic. I was raised to work my knuckles to the bone, to show up on time, to do what's asked of me, and to do it with a smile. I aim to do these tasks even better than expected, not to complain, and to get the job done. I used to assume that everyone had a work ethic like this. Why wouldn't they? My perspective changed when I hired my first employee. I was amazed at how oddly incapable a human can be at things so simple. Where did I mess up? I wondered at this because, as dumb as this first hire was, I had to admit, I was the leader who hired him. So who was at fault? Me. Some people are made to work for other people because without leaders like you and me, they'd be challenged to remember to exhale after they inhale. I'm not so sure how they made it as far as they did. When I interview them for a job I'd pay them for, I'm left wondering where our society has gone awry. Lessons learned. Be a great leader. Leadership is tough. That's why great leaders are held in such high regard in history books. It's necessary to become a great leader to grow your bold business. Who's awesome? After a dazzling array of interview questions and an enormous roster of bad hires, I finally settled on a system for interviewing that works for my business. As you consider my approach, remember that this process probably needs to be tweaked for your exact business. My secrets for interviews that lead to solid hires. 1. Read body language and facial language more than the verbal answers of your interviewee. This includes watching eye movements to give cues that the interviewee may be lying, as well as looking for simple things such as the appearance of engagement, crossed arms versus hands on table. Check out the book What Every Body Is Saying by Joe Navarro for much more information on this fascinating topic. 2. Ask unexpected questions. Questions like, "What is your biggest weakness?" are not allowed. Instead, use questions like, "If your friends were talking about you behind your back, what would they make fun of you for?" Get the potential employee's mind working much harder to give you an honest answer. 3. Start the interview off as if you're going to hire them. Let the interview either fill you with regret over your choice or confirm that you made a fine decision. 4. No projects. You don't have time to fix people. All people come with baggage. Make sure they can leave it at the door. 5. Forget about school grades. How were your grades in school? This doesn't mean you don't want a smart employee, but book smarts may not be what you need. Have a way to test the intelligence and skills for the specific tasks you need the employee to accomplish. 6. Create a real lifelike scenario for the interviewee to prove themselves fit for the task. Lessons learned. Unexpected interviews can break potential weak hires. I was having a hard time finding smart, caring, charismatic, and mechanically inclined printer repair service technicians. I knew that service with a smile was 80% of our job. The actual repair was 20%. So if the charisma was not there, the interview was short. If the interviewee did have the charisma we were looking for, we had them look at a printer to diagnose a jam issue. The problematic printer to diagnose would jam at the same spot every time, next to a roller that had a small, yellow, electrical wire disconnected from a plug inside the printer. Not more than an inch from the jammed paper. We would give the interviewee 5 minutes to find the problem, or at least describe the possible issues. I have to admit that it was entertaining to watch the reaction of interviewees, who could, as they assured me, fix anything, when I reached in and plugged in the blatantly obvious wire they missed. Whether it was nerves or frustration, More than a couple, interviewees struggled longer to produce excuses than they did to attempt a diagnosis. The idea was not to have them solve the issue, but to witness the diagnostic process. Red faces at customer sites does not a confident customer make. Excuses for not accomplishing a task are even worse. Of course, after you hire your potential golden hire, you'll need to train them, and you'll still have to find out what baggage they failed to inform you of during the interview. That nice car I drove here? Yeah, that's my brother's. I really don't know how to work email. It's just one of those things. You want me to show up every single weekday? I've heard all of these and more. Nothing is as entertaining as listening to excuses from employees, until you realize you're paying them. If you've ever hired an employee, your list of odd statements may even be superior to mine. Employees have baggage and can be a brutal pain, but still, I've often wondered why some business owners swear off employees. I was speaking with a plumber who told me, never again. That means that he'd rather risk the livelihood that provides for his family than to deal with employees. That speaks volumes on management, business, and the state of work ethic in our society. In the end, I believe that this particular plumber, and most small business owners, who swear off employees are doing themselves a disservice. Employees are like a colonoscopy. They are a necessary pain in the ass. Sure, employees want time off, higher pay, and more benefits, and that's not to mention the constant barrage of political and legal issues concerning human resource regulations. But employees are a multiplier, and you need multipliers to make it as a bold business owner. See Chapter 11 for more on multipliers. Bold business owners like you have employees do tasks and jobs that either you don't want to do or are unable to do, even if the reason you're unable to do them is you being on vacation. Well, especially if the reason you're unable to do that job is being on vacation. Do you know how many business owners forego vacation because they are reportedly too busy? The answer is too many. Now, let's talk about actually utilizing employees. First stop, deciding you need help. I don't mean like help from a psychiatrist or doctor. I mean you have a lot of stuff to do and need help getting it all done. Always treat your employees exactly as you want them to treat your best customers. Stephen R. Covey. To err is employee. The first and most major lesson most new employees learn is that all employees are human. Humans have needs, wants, dreams, and desires, which they hope, on some level, working for you can fulfill. Your job as a leader is to do your best to fulfill those needs and wants as best you can in exchange for these employees doing their absolute best for you. This should be stated during the interview. Your company culture should also be mentioned. Every company has a culture, some strict and unpleasant, others more lively and free. Often, a company with a lively and free company culture can get away with paying less in exchange for increased freedom. Rigid company cultures are typically undesired. 95% of my assets drive out of the gate every evening. It's my job to maintain a work environment that keeps those people coming back every morning. Jim Goodnight, CEO of SAS. When employees, subcontractors, and other multipliers are introduced into your business, that makes you a leader. Ready or not, how many jobs have you had that allowed people in authoritative positions to discredit and disregard the employees under them? This typically leads to a lowering of employee morale, which leads to employees leaving. So don't be this kind of leader. There are simply too many jobs available for good employees. Bad employees will usually have a challenge finding a job. Truly good employees are a rare commodity. That's why leadership and company culture are so important. Talk to just about any business owner and you'll either hear how employees are their downfall or the greatest thing since getting paid cash. Train people well enough so they can leave. Treat them well enough so they don't want to. Richard Branson. Really? I once hired an employee that seemed too good to be true. I knew I was selling my business and thought, wherever I go, I am taking this kid with me. He was phenomenal. He was super social, clients loved him, and he seemed to be able to do the jobs at hand with ease. One day, I received a phone call from a client that led me down a rabbit hole of discovering dropped balls and gargantuan failures. This employee ended up costing me over $15,000 in less than a month by misrepresenting repairs and telling customers outrageous lies. The story gets pretty deep, so let's just say I made a hiring error. When I called all the clients that we had failed and explained the situation to them, my $15,000 issue suddenly seemed like nothing. Most of my clients had employee horror stories that topped that number by many thousands of dollars. Lessons learned. Employees can cause headaches. What I mean to say with this chapter is to use employees as a multiplier. Just be aware that they can be one of your biggest headaches. Get your hiring systems, as well as the systems you want your employees to implement, in place before you hire. Leadership is more. One of the things that separates leaders from managers is that true leaders command respect and trust just about anywhere they go. They do this by helping anyone they can. I do everything in my power to introduce and connect people from my network to each other. I don't get anything directly from it other than the feeling that I'm helping someone. That's good enough for me. See chapter 12 section, work harder to introduce than to be introduced. Eventually, you hope, all of this help will work its way back to you in the form of more clients of a higher caliber. I recommend that bold business owners skip this desire and just connect people. Simply make the world a better place. I stand here before you not as a prophet, but as a humble servant of you, the people. Nelson Mandela. My advice to help others by connecting them with others is simply to illustrate how leadership goes beyond your business. It should carry over into your everyday life. Open doors for people, chat with others while waiting in line. Always have a compliment for someone and treat everyone you meet with respect, even the people you're less than fond of. Your job as a great leader is to get others to follow you. As a business person who owns a company that deals with phone companies, I can assure you that trying times will come. Tech support that is not technically supportive will be tough to tolerate. Your business will need to overcome obstacles that challenge your resolve. However, the payoff is an increase in leadership skills. Everyone has their limitations, I understand. Your job is to keep in mind the cost of breaking from your bold business code of conduct. Let your success be the shot heard around the world. The challenge of leadership is to be strong, but not rude. Be kind, but not weak. Be bold, but not bully. Be thoughtful, but not lazy. Be humble, but not timid. Be proud, but not arrogant. Have humor, but without folly. Jim Rohn.